Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. No Tommy the Savo, so we got Pete Hellier filling in for us today. How are we, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for being back.
Great to be back. I'm just doing my bit. You know, Tommy did an amazing thing, trying to swim from the UK to Belgium.
Yeah, well, now he's now swimming home, so he'll be back in the next few years at some point.
He's just got to work out which waters he's allowed to go into and which ones he's not. So he was devastated on the project last night, wasn't he?
He is devastated, but hopefully by the time he gets home, he's got a bit more of a spring in his step.
Absolutely.
Nothing like jet lag to get you up and about.
Well, you're experiencing that because you have obviously just returned from your three-month sojourn. And a lot of people noticed last night we spoke about your accent.
You're not going to keep going on about the fact I do not have any. I've got not
Carrie,
even a touch of an accent.
You do. You think I'm joking.
Yeah, I know you. I actually know you. You said to me, I'm going to keep the accent thing going.
No, I didn't say that at all. Did you watch the show back last night at all? Did you watch like the late night version? Did you?
Still do that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do. But... Carrie, so I've organised, because I thought you'd be in denial still, I organised for the play, you did the opening last night, where you went into a story about
COVID cases,
Carrie's back. We had a COVID story for 3 months, Carrie's back, all of a sudden we're doing COVID again. And so you did it, and I think if you listen back to this,
you will detect
a little bit of an English twang.
Sure.
Welcome to The Project. We're coming to you from the traditional land of the Kulin Nations. Tonight, as Australia sits on the edge of a COVID winter wave, blimey, experts say it will dwarf the January Omicron spike. Oh dear. There are calls for mask mandates and work from home orders, but is there any appetite for a return to pandemic restrictions?
I mean, the blimey was what really...
That's actually a nice way to do the news, just to offer my little tidbits during it.
Blimey, a bit of editorialising. So there you go.
I'll admit there is a little bit of a twang there.
There you go.
Ever so slight.
Excellent.
Hey, big show still to come. I'm fascinated. Well, sorry, coming up. The next 2 hours. I'm fascinated by why we have Hugh Remington on today.
News icon. I had an encounter with Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much he has thought about it. He either hasn't thought about it at all or he's thought about it a whole lot. He may see me in a very different light based on something that happened in a very private space in Channel 10 in Sydney only a couple of weeks ago.
And you'll
it's
find
playing
out
on
live
my mind.
On air how he feels about you.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
Great. Look forward to that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We've got Pete Hellier filling in the Savo.
Do you find Pringles hard to eat?
No. Play a song.
Can you have a Pringle?
Second
without...
half of the can, yes.
Yes. First of all, the hole is far too small. First things first. My hands are not big. Actually, they are on the larger side, but I really struggled to get deep in there. I agree with you, Jesse, but that's not my issue.
If you just join us, we're talking about Pringles.
Can you eat a Pringle without it breaking up before you insert it?
Yes, quite easily. Quite easily.
And do you eat it whole?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
I eat it.
Yeah.
I put like it on my tongue.
Yeah. And so
I break
which way
it.
Up? The way that it's like a half moon, a rainbow. You put
rainbow,
it like a rainbow
yes,
on
like
your
a rainbow,
tongue.
Yeah. And then I kind of crunch it under the top of my mouth.
Yep. But then what happens to the front bit? Doesn't it break up?
Yeah, that's what food does. It breaks up.
Bit outside of your mouth doesn't stay whole.
There's nothing outside the mouth.
Oh, you put
the whole thing in. Yes.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. Why are you nibbling on your Pringles?
Because I can't fit it all in. You know I've had lockjaw. I can't open it So I half bite, right?
Yeah.
But then what happens is because
Are you nervous every time you eat a Pringle?
Yes, because the nature of the Pringle is it's made to be inserted all in one go.
Yes.
So I half bite, but then the half that's out breaks into like 3 or 4 pieces. I'm yet to eat Pringles without it going everywhere.
Well, we need to get some Pringles.
I need a demonstration.
Does this not happen with every crunchy food that you eat, Vickers?
Nah, it's different with the Pringle because of the shape. If it's a flat chip, I can insert it easily. But the Pringle shape involves a larger.
But sometimes you get like a larger chip. Do you just not eat those ones, or do you break them up?
I break them up too.
Have you ever used a knife and fork with your chips?
Weirdly, I can eat bananas fine though.
This is such a long run up to the biggest brag.
No, you know I love bananas, and it's weird though. It's the shape of the Pringle that's awkward. I don't know what it is, but I just noticed when I was on the plane home the other day that I couldn't get through the Pringles packet without them being all over my lap.
So
anyway, it's my own problem. I realise. So I thought we could bond over our inability to eat Pringles.
No. Do you put a whole banana in your mouth? What? How do you eat a banana?
Oh, like is it?
Why are you boasting about your ability to eat a banana?
No, I'm just saying.
Banana's one of the easier things.
On the contrary, I can eat that quite well.
Babies have banana.
Mash it up.
Do you puree your banana?
Maybe you should puree your Pringles.
All right. I'll keep these thoughts to myself going forward.
Bring in the Pringles. We need to get some Pringles. I just don't know how you cannot eat a Pringle. Surely you are the only person.
131060, I promise you there are people out there that can't eat a Pringle without it going on their lap. Please don't let me be alone.
Surely not.
And I'll try and eat one next. Can someone get some Pringles?
Salt vinegar.
You know what they say. Once you pop.
Can't stop.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy this afternoon. And 131060, if you can help Carrie learn how to eat Pringles.
I mean, and I knew our team was amazing, but I didn't know how quick they were. I now have Pringles in front of me to try. I mean, Lamborghini, anybody? How quick can you get the other things that I need? Because
you know your fast cars, Gary.
I've now got them to prove the point that I can't eat them.
Yeah. Okay. So you popped it?
We popped them. Okay. Darryl, should we speak to Darryl first?
Yeah. I can't believe anyone.
Full board here of people like me who have trouble eating Pringles. Is
Surely
that you,
not.
Darryl?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Carrie, it's not the Pringles that are awkward. It's you.
All right, Darryl. Is that all you called to tell me?
They're perfectly shaped to fit into your mouth.
Yeah. They've been engineered basically to
fit
into your mouth.
I've opened these ones. Are they small?
They're
not a normal size Pringle. These ones? No, they're not.
Well, they look pretty much a normal size Pringle.
No, they're not. They're not a normal size Pringle. The Pringles I'm eating, I've spent a lot of time the last few months eating Pringles, and they're bigger than that.
You're going to Costco and it's getting vatfuls of Pringles.
I can fit this one in my mouth. Anyway,
can you or can't you?
Okay, so here's the thing. Watch, this is how I thought everyone ate Pringles. Like that, right? No. But you're saying you put the whole thing in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to swallow this now.
I stack them.
I can put this in.
I stack them. Try stacking. How many can you do?
This is all a mute point. These are not the size Pringles
eating. How many can you? Do you reckon you
there
can get in at once?
There is another size. They're small. Pringles are much bigger than that and rounder and deeper. Anyway. Mary. Talk to me, Mary.
Hi, Carrie. I just wanted to let you know that Pringles actually come in mini size, like in little snack packs, so you don't have to struggle anymore.
So, it really is a struggle.
Do you mean one of those little containers? Or maybe
no.
I'm eating mini ones now, because these look smaller than normal size.
Yeah, they're tiny. Like when I go to the supermarket and look for little snacks for my kids' bento boxes, they come in actual little snack packs. You know how you can get
them.
Like
I can
little
see them. We've Googled them. They're so cute.
Yes. And they're just so enjoyable to eat as well. No crumbs, nothing. They just
But you don't struggle
out.
To eat a whole Pringle?
I look, sometimes they do break and crackle in front of me. Mm. I'm not going to lie.
See?
Like
there
I am
go.
With you sometimes, maybe if I'm just, you know, having
you're
a
being,
tough day.
Just being
Mary's
nice,
being
eh?
Much nicer than Daryl. Mary listened to Daryl and thought, I'll give Carrie a little bit of love.
Kaz, talk to me, Kaz.
I'm good.
So good.
I used to be able to eat them and put them all in my mouth.
Yeah.
But since getting my false teeth, I now can't open my mouth wide enough to
Did you
be able
say
to do that.
Getting your saucy, getting your what?
False teeth.
Oh, I thought you said getting teeth. Your saucy. I was like, what's a saucy?
No, I have two plates.
You have two plates, so now you can't fit them in your mouth.
No.
Well,
and
you
they get
the
caught
minis,
underneath
Kaz.
The plates now.
Oh, you slide them
So I understand your struggle.
Maybe you need a knife and fork with your Pringles, Carrie, like I said.
Now that I know you've given me smaller ones, I'm going to see how many I can fit.
Okay.
How many can you do?
Oh, more than that.
That's too hard to swallow, though, that. This is the problem I have. I can't open wide because I'll get my jaw locked again and then I'll never be able to close it.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. We got Pete Hellier filling in the Savo. And after 4 o'clock, guys, we're going to let you know how you can win $20,000, all thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12.
Yeah, you got to be good at convincing people. You need the power of persuasion to win this 20 grand.
It's very exciting, but I can't focus on it right now.
No, I know. You've got bigger issues at play, don't you?
I do. I had an incident recently that I have tried to put behind me. It happened in Channel 10 in Sydney. And
how does it involve Hugh Remington, who's about to come on?
Well, because he was a quasi witness.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what he saw or what he thought happened.
I know we're about to do this in a second. Can you give us a location? Or does that give it away?
It was a toilet.
Oh, God.
Okay. Channel 10 in Sydney.
We'll talk about this next.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. But no, Tommy the Savo. We got Pete Hellier filling in.
Mm.
And I need to get something off my chest.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me paint you a picture.
Okay. God.
Yeah,
I'm a bit scared about the picture you're going to paint, given you've told us that this incident happened in a toilet.
Yeah, a toilet, not a doilet.
Did I say toilet?
He said doilet.
Anyway, Dutch toilet.
Dutch toilet. Anyway, that's what they do to Dutch ovens. Anyway, I was in Sydney doing the project. Mm-hmm. It was a night Chris Hemsworth and Taika Waititi were going to be on the show.
Big show.
Mm. Okay.
Your best mate, Chris.
Yeah, we obviously. I needed to go to the bathroom to do a wee. Let's refer to those as the number ones.
So weird.
And it's not weird. It happens multiple times a day to everybody on earth.
You know, there's some people you talk about your bowel movements and your stuff with. Like, I talk to Tommy quite often about toilet stuff. You and I don't often. It's just weird. Anyway,
you
talking about you going even off to the toilet's making me feel weird.
Yeah, sometimes when I leave a meeting, I'm usually going to a toilet.
Okay, I don't want to think about that.
Okay.
Isn't that weird that when it comes to you, I can't handle it?
Well, I do. Why do I know that dried apricots set you off?
Because I talk about how they make me fart. Yeah.
So it seems to be a one-way traffic
but
conversation.
But you're not someone that is big for wee and poo chat. Do you know what I mean?
I do love a bit of wee and poo chat.
Okay.
But obviously not with you.
Not with me.
Not with you.
Okay, so you went off to do number ones.
Yes. And the toilets that are usually closest to the makeup area and where our change rooms are were being renovated.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another toilet where you've got to go down in the hallway, and somebody had told me about last time I was in Sydney doing the show, and I went there, and this toilet is more like a locker room vibe.
Okay.
So people obviously go to the gym, and they ride their bikes in, they can have a shower.
Right.
Mostly showers. There's only one toilet.
Okay.
So I went in there.
Do fit people not need to go? It feels weird that there's only one toilet for a locker room, but
I agree. So I went in there, and I got to be honest, I was not impressed with what I...
With the state that had been
the
left.
State, yes. They wouldn't have got their bond back.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. They were in some trouble.
Oh.
They were in some trouble, and there was no efforts...
Those guys.
Clean up after themselves, okay? And that was number twos.
Oh, okay.
So I decided, okay, oh, God, I need to, say a prayer for somebody. I hope they're okay and not lying on the side of the road somewhere. But I need to just shut my eyes, take a breath. It'll take me 15 seconds, do a quick wee, and I did that.
Okay.
I did that.
Yeah.
Got out. Okay. Trying to put the whole thing behind me.
Okay. Just one clarification.
Yes.
It wasn't you that left that mess.
No, it was not.
How much do you swear that it wasn't you that left that mess?
100% on all my grandparents' graves.
Okay.
So I'm out. I'm into the where that you know, through a door, through the locker room, out to where the taps are. Washing my hands, really washing my hands,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Singing happy birthday three or four times. And then the great man, the great icon, Hugh Remington, like has covered war zones and he's about to encounter another one. But I don't really think. He says, "G'day, Pete." I say, "G'day, Hugh." And he goes in there.
Oh, God.
And I think, should I yell out? God. Should I yell out, "You don't!"
It wasn't me!
You don't deserve it, Hugh! And then I'm thinking, Hugh Remington's going to think that I left that behind.
He definitely thinks that's you. That 100% you, Hugh Remington thinks it was you that decimated that toilet.
And it's been, weirdly, I thought, okay, I'm going to worry about this for a day or two. And then this is like 2 weeks ago. And then I can't get it out of my head. Or his nostrils. I need to let Hugh Remington know that it wasn't me.
But hey, you're just going to look you're now, what's the expression when you're like,
protesting too much.
Yes, thou protest too much.
I love when Carrie gets all Shakespearean.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about this. Even when he says to you, we're going to get him on next, even when he says, it's okay, Pete, I know you didn't do it. He definitely, for the rest of his life.
Hugh is a man of honesty and integrity. And if he says that he believes me, that will mean the world to me. I hope he hasn't, spoken about this to anyone else.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
If Sandra Sully knows about this, I'll be furious. People have been avoiding eye contact recently.
All right, we'll get Hugh on next.
Carrie and Tommy. You're arriving your home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little with Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy DeSavo.
It's confession time for Pete Hellier.
Something's been on my mind for a few weeks now. Yeah. I went to Channel 10 Sydney. We're doing a show there interviewing Chris Hemsworth and Taika Waititi and for Thor, Love and Thunder. And speaking of thunder, I visited a cubicle to do a gentle wee and there was somebody, it was a thunderous explosion had gone on.
Yeah.
And I would usually clean up. I've done that before. Somebody else has been, has been in there, I'll clean up.
Do you?
Yes.
I just find the next cubicle.
No, I'll clean up.
That's disgusting.
Because for this reason, I have to use it still. So it cleans it for me, but also when I walk out, people, be clean when people, go
that's
in.
So lovely.
Well, thank you. But
is that why you're always late to meetings? You're just cleaning.
That's why I arrive 3 minutes before the show starts. So when I came out of this explosion, which I wasn't, this was a professional job.
No parting.
Yeah, bleach needed to be used here. And then I walked out and the icon that is Hugh Remington passed me. He said hi. I said hi to him. And then I realised what had just happened. He is about where he's heading into. This is a man who's covered war zones, but I don't think he was ready for this. It was too late for me to yell out. And then I thought, he's going to think that was me.
Yeah.
And I can't.
And we have dragged the great man from covering the Anthony Albanese press conference to come on our show right now and chat to you about toilets.
I've Hugh got a Remington. Confession.
Oh, no.
I've got a confession to make.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Hugh.
Yeah. I thought it was you, Pete.
Yes, I knew it!
No, you! Well, did you really?
Well, I did. And the funny thing is that it's a revelation to me that you're a man who goes around the place cleaning other people's
me
toilet
too
messes. And I'm proud of you. Full respect, but
I don't go around just looking to clean toilets. I mean, I do it usually if I need to use a toilet, you.
Well, there's some career opportunities in that particular.
I don't want to do Olga out of a job,
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yep.
Hugh, keep going. What were you saying?
I'm huge. Look, I'm just relieved to know that, Pete, because I didn't want this hanging over our head for the rest of my days. I mean,
okay, there take us back,
bombs
Hugh.
That are less destructive than what I saw in that dummy.
Take us back to that moment.
The good mate, Pete. He goes out, he gives me the cheerful. I go in and I just, my face, my jaw drops. Well, it didn't actually drop too far because I've got to tell you, I was wanting to keep it, at that point, all our offices fairly tightly closed as I gazed down at it. And I thought, Pete, what have you done?
I'm relieved. I'm relieved we're having this conversation now.
Has that image and Pete haunted you for the last few weeks?
I just didn't know what I was going to say when I next saw him. I mean, there's the concept of the hospital path, and I seriously thought I might have to just go straight from that cubicle and possibly just have to, put myself into a quarantine in some in some hospital ward until I'd been completely bleached clean.
I saw you a little bit afterwards, and I still wasn't ready to kind of have that conversation with you. But I noticed you did avoid eye contact with him.
I wasn't making eye contact.
I was just hoping it was a Canberra scoop that you were on, but no.
This does raise the question, though: who did it?
I don't want to know who did it, but I do want to say I'm enormously relieved that I can look you in the eye and shake you by the hand next time I see you, Pete, because otherwise I'm going to have to doubt.
And please tell me, you haven't told anyone, like you haven't shared your theories with Sandra Sully or Ange Bishop.
It's just between you, me and Twitter, mate. That's all there was to it. Your secret's safe with however many followers I've got.
I'm actually relieved for you too. I feel a bit sick that for a couple of weeks he's been seeing you in that light.
I know. Ooh.
Thank you, Hugh. We should let you go because you've actually got more important things to do in your day.
News time's coming up.
Yeah, okay. You go do the news.
Don't put me in the bulletin, though, Hugh. This is between us.
The entire second break.
Thanks, Hugh. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. We've got Pete Hellier filling in the Savo, and the paper quiz is coming up very soon, guys.
Still to come to the comedian who was booted out of the jungle after being offered a spot in the jungle.
Didn't even get to the jungle.
Why? How did this happen? We will speak to him very soon. Very, very, very soon. Very, very soon.
Very, very soon. He's one of our finest comedians too.
He's an absolute stunner.
Yep.
Both in physical.
Don't objectify.
It's all coming up, please.
Oh my God. Carrie
and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for us this afternoon. And if you want 20 grand, you are in the right spot.
12 strangers locked in a room. 20 grand cash. One person will walk away with it all, but only if they can convince enough people in that room that they deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's. Who are you to judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
And if this jury can't come to a majority vote on who deserves the cash, this is where you come in. Someone listening can call through, steal the 20K away for themselves, because they do all have to agree on who gets the money. So the people in that room have to somehow convince the others that they deserve it more. We're going to add a second jury member to this jury today. Oh. Josh, you're in. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
G'day,
thanks,
Josh,
for having me, guys.
Jury number two, you should be excited, mate. 20 grand could be yours. Take us through your strategy, though.
All right. Well, I've always said since I was a young fella selling sausages at the front of my mother's work that I can sell ice to Eskimos. And in this case, I'm the ice and everyone else is the Eskimos.
I mean, it's probably harder to sell ice to Eskimos than it is sausages to this regular people. I would argue. Well,
when you're selling sausages right next to a Bunnings.
Okay. Now we have some context.
Yes. Okay, so Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself. Pretend I'm the jury. Why do you need the money?
All right. I'm Josh. I live in North Lakes. I'm 28 years old in 2 days. It's actually an early birthday present that you guys have given me, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I've got a 2-year-old son. I have pretty much grown up in the lower class, trying to claw my way up to the middle class my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had ups and downs, obviously. I've worked pretty long hours, pretty long days, and then some days I'll get big paychecks and that might put me in front. But for the majority of the time, I've been chasing my tail around.
So and what about your dog?
Oh, my dog, I just recently found out, right? So a $50 heartworm prevention tablet that I couldn't afford at the time. And now my dog has got heartworm, so I'm going to have to go and apply for credit cards because it's going to cost me about $5,000.
Oh, my God.
To fix him. It's a process over 9 months. He's already had antihistamines, antibiotics. He's had anti-inflammatories, and he hasn't even started his medication yet.
Oh, and gosh, if I was on that jury.
I know that everyone is struggling for money, but you know that you're really struggling for money when you create an account for your son that you put money into every single time that you can get,
and then you're forced to withdraw money from that account just to pay your rent. It makes me feel like a failure of a father. But I'm trying my best.
No, Josh, you are not a failure at all. And I'll be lying if I haven't, knocked off some dollars and coins from my kids' bedside table to pay for a six-pack.
Josh, if I...
turning $1 into $2, and this money will definitely help me do that. I've got things in place that would change the construction industry, will change thousands and thousands of lives in construction industry. I've got plans to get out of this rut, but I just need...
The 20 grand would help do that, Josh. However, it's not just you in that room. There's 11 other jury members, including Liz, who is on the line now. Now, Liz, you have an advantage here, I feel, because are you or are you not a lawyer?
G'day, guys. How are you going? I am indeed, but don't hold that against me.
No, and I would argue, instead of it being an advantage, it's a disadvantage, because who really is going to give $20,000 to a lawyer? Based on, stereotypes and all that,
Liz, how are you going to overcome that?
Mm.
I think I can sell my story pretty well, and I'm going to bring some photographic evidence of why I need the $20,000 really badly.
I love also how in that instance, I know those photos that Liz is talking about, how Liz is not telling us what this is. She's keeping her cards close to her chest. I already feel the games being played, Liz. I love it.
Yeah, guys. It's on. I'm so excited.
Josh, how do you feel now that you've heard that Liz is here and ready to play?
As long as no one lies during their testimonies, I think I've still got a shot.
Wow, can they lie?
Of the rules to be revealed between now and the big day. Josh, Liz, we will see you there next week. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to be one of our jurors, carrieandtommy.com.au. We're going to put more people on jury duty tomorrow. It's all thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in today.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time. Yeah.
So, do you want me to explain it to you, or...?
Yeah, what's this thing about a quiz? I was hoping to play Songs from a Cave, that segment.
That's not a daily thing.
No, it's not a daily thing.
Come on Mondays for that,
I love
Pete.
Songs from a Cave. Okay, sorry.
Now, Pete, the last time we played the paper quiz, we got 0 out of 5. So if you could bring us up from that, that'd be great.
You've done the paper quiz before with us, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And my wife, Bridge, and I, we do the paper quiz each weekend.
Do you?
As many quizzes as we can on the weekend.
Aren't you guys romantic?
Yes, we have a cuppa. And I'm pretty good. I'm not good on state flags. Not good.
You did last night in the project. You knew the WA one had a swan on it.
Well, that's a guess. That was
a guess. Oh, I should know that. Does it?
I don't know. I do find I'm not very good at anagrams. I panic. I go to a bit of a panic.
We don't do a lot of anagrams in the paper quiz.
Well, sometimes they are there.
But in this one, I don't know. It's a different one.
Okay.
Okay. Different paper.
You give me an anagram and I just go into my head, just goes, you go, what does RAAF mean? I'm just like, ramble, anus, animal, federation. Just random words. So
it's an interesting federation to be a part of.
It is. Sounds like they have a lot of fun.
All right, question number one. Located in the Sequoia National Park, California, General Sherman is the world's largest what?
Pete?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Are we on the same team?
We're together.
Okay.
This is just a conversation, you know?
Sorry, I'm still getting over Songs from a Cave yesterday. We're competing. National Park.
Great. What was the question?
Located in the Sequoia National Park in California. I reckon it's a tree.
Yeah, it's a big redwood tree for sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. I reckon.
Question number two.
Do you know I only found out very late in life that it wasn't Yosemite National Park?
What?
Yeah.
Have you not heard people say
Yosemite? I never
Yosemite?
Watched Yosemite Sam, and I thought it was Yosemite for a long
Didn't
time.
Didn't you go there when you were a kid?
To Yosemite, yes, I did.
I think you're not alone there. I reckon I probably felt thought that for a while.
But it's such a fun name, Yosemite.
Yeah, it is. It says Yosemite.
Not really. It's like a shit version of Vegemite.
It's Vegemite, Marmite, and Yosemite.
All right, question Jessie. Number two. Which Italian named coffee order is commonly shortened to CAP?
That's not a question.
Oh, come on.
Couple easy ones to get us back on track, guys.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it when we get them.
Question number three. What word can mean both a bundle of documents and a tool for sharpening fingernails?
A file.
Oh, my God, guys, we're so smart.
We are.
I like what you've done here. You've taken the kids' quiz and given it to us, but I'm down with that.
Question number four. An 80s hit for Belinda Carlisle is Summer What?
Summer Rain. Summer Loving. That's Grease.
Didn't she do Leave the Light On for Me?
Yeah, I think she did that too. And she did Runaway Horses.
What's that one?
Runaway Horses. I'll be in the cave tomorrow.
Question number five. Osiris is a figure in the mythology of which ancient civilization?
Greek
or Roman or Norwegian?
Osiris.
Nah, it's all Billy Ray. let's go with, what did you say first, Greek?
It feels too obvious, though.
No.
ISIS.
And that's Egyptian, no?
Oh, my God.
Egyptian. You want to go Egyptian? Our resident Greek man wants to go Egyptian.
Steering us away from Greece.
Eli's saying Egyptian. All right, I'm backing you, Eli. Egyptian.
Egyptian, okay. Yep.
All righty, to the answers. Located in Sequoia National Park, California, General Sherman is the world's largest tree.
Yes.
Tree. General Sherman. It's a funny name for a tree.
Yeah.
Do you know this carry tree?
Is it?
Yeah, all down bottom of WA. Named after
that. There as a show.
We should go there as a show.
We can climb
Carrie. I can marry a tree. I can marry Carrie.
Question number two. Which Italian name coffee order is commonly shortened to CAP? It is cappuccino.
Oh, yes.
Question number three. What word can mean both a bundle of documents and a tool for sharpening fingernails? It is a file.
Yes.
An 80s hit for Belinda Carlisle is Summer What? What did we settle on?
Summer Rain.
Summer Rain.
It is Summer Rain.
Yes.
So to go from 0 to 5 and now to go 5 for 5 this week.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Egyptian.
Nah, I think it's Norse.
Sorry. Norse?
Norwegian, Norse. Anyway, shut up.
Oh, so that's what you said?
Yeah, I said...
Do we want to change our answer?
No, I don't think we can.
Oh, I feel like we got... Oh.
How about what we do with Bridget and I? We often have a couple of answers.
Let's do that. I like Pete's
okay,
rules.
Yeah, so we get 5 out of 5 if we get Norse or Egyptian.
Yeah, because it's about learning, isn't it?
And Greek.
It's about the art of conversation.
Put Roman as well.
Okay.
Question number 5. Osiris is a figure in the mythology of which ancient civilization? It is Egypt.
Oh! Yes!
Yes!
You're the master!
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. But no Tommy today. We got Pete Hellier filling in. And guys, we've just gone 5 from 5.
Reese Nicholson coming up in a second, we should point out. But in the meantime, we got to continue the fun thing that is the paper quiz because we got 5 from 5.
5 from 5. How often has that happened?
Never. I know. It's happened a couple of times. Okay. But it has made
me
think.
Tough one today too.
Often I get called the weak link, but Tommy's not here today. Ooh. So perhaps he's the dead weight guy.
Kick him when he's down.
All right, question number 6. Which metal has the chemical symbol PT?
Potassium.
Great.
Question number 7. In what year did Apple first release the iPad?
Oh.
God, these questions have got significantly harder.
What Bridge and I do, we give ourselves a ballpark.
Like a period?
Yes.
Okay, 2000 and...
2000 to 2016.
Oh. I'm going to go 2005 to 2008, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yes, I agree.
Great.
I would
I like your rules so much. Yeah. Can I come over on the weekends and play with you?
Please do.
Question number 8. Which family of spiders is named for the Italian town of Taranto?
Tarantula.
What? This is dumb. The redback. I mean, what?
No, don't lock in the redback. We should discuss this, Carrie. I think it's tarantula.
Tarantula, yes.
Question number 9. Highland dancing is traditionally associated with which UK country?
Scotland?
Yeah, Scotland.
Question number 10. In the classic rhyme, what colour sky at night is a sailor's delight?
Red. No.
What is it?
Red, isn't it?
I think it might be red.
Red.
Isn't that the red in the morning is the sailor's warning?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Blue at night, sailor's delight.
Is clear a colour?
Clear at night.
Black?
But isn't the night always black? What would be a sailor's delight?
What if they're
Guys,
both
who's
red?
The sailor here? I am.
Yeah.
yeah. Didn't you go to sailing camp?
I mean, a lovely sunset's lovely when you're on a sailboat.
Let's just go with any primary colour.
Okay. I reckon it's blue.
The red's not primary.
No, red's primary.
I feel like if you saw a night sky as a sailor and it was blue, wouldn't that be beautiful?
It would be beautiful, yes.
I think it means it's about weather, though, isn't it?
Oh, I'm aware. I'm just thinking about what I want to see as a sailor.
Yeah. All right, guys, we've gone 5 from 5 so far.
Red or blue?
Red or blue.
Oh, Belle's saying, our producer Belle's saying pink.
No, she's saying it's not pink.
I think she's saying it is pink. This is going on way too long. Okay, let's go. We backed in Eli the last time. We're backing in you this time. It's pink.
All righty, to the answers. Question number 6. Which metal has the chemical symbol PT? It is platinum. Sorry.
But that seems K, isn't it?
KA, I think. Maybe NA.
I remember thinking it was weird because it started with P, but it was a K.
Yeah, they trick you. They trick you with these ones.
They do. They're scientists.
Yeah. C2O is cordial, isn't it?
CO2.
C2O.
Question number 7. In what year did Apple first release the iPad? We went with a ballpark of 2005 to 2008. It is 2010.
Oh.
Actually, I'm not backing in Belle anymore. Question 5 is red. I think it's red. I feel it in my waters.
Were you just on Google?
No. I'm here with my pen.
In which family of spiders is named for the Italian town of Taranto? It is the tarantula. We're on the board for the second round.
Red back, can you believe that?
Island dancing is traditionally associated with Scotland. And question number 10. Oh. In the classic rhyme, what colour sky at night is a sailor's delight? It is red.
Oh!
Yes! Well done, Bix.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but no Tommy today, so we got Pete Hellier filling in.
Oh, I love that. It's nothing sexier. Stop it. Stop it. Everyone's ridiculous. That's too much. Hey, that is too much. That licking it sexually is too much.
It's the enjoying it that's awful. It's like, oh, why do they like it so much?
It's the... That man you can hear there is Reese Nicholson and he joins us. Now, where are you going to put your Invisalign?
I know. I don't have my little case for it. Which,
like
by the way, thank you.
Here we go. No one ever carries their case.
Invisalign looks like...
Oh, my God. I just got spit on my hands.
It's all right.
I've just read here that you just got COVID two weeks ago.
Well, I'm really sorry about that. It's fine. I had it 2 weeks ago, though, so you can't get it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, well,
and actually, you've just gotten back from overseas, so if anyone has it, you do. You're going to die, Pete.
Well, everyone seems to have Invisalign now. It's
get on board, mate.
I know.
Do it.
No, you've got amazing teeth, though.
You have good teeth.
Well, because I smashed my teeth in a water slide growing up, so they've been kind of replaced.
That is the most suburban Australian sentence I've ever heard.
In the backyard.
Magic Mountain.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I smashed my teeth at Magic Mike, but I don't... It's a different situation. Water was involved.
How? I'm sure it was. How are you? You're about to jet set overseas.
Yeah.
We're losing you for 3 months.
I'm going to like LA and Montreal Comedy Festival. It's going to be fun. Although I do kind of, because you've just gotten back, it is daunting. Like I've not really gone properly overseas in a while. And even like I'm packing tonight and it's just a stressful, I used to be like a, you know, like we all travel a lot and stuff. Haven't had to do it for like 2 years. And I just keep thinking, oh, I'm going to forget like, have you ever like done gigs, Pete, where you get somewhere and you're like, I didn't pack any underwear.
No,
like something just.
I went through a stage where I thought, I'm obviously packing too much when I go away. So I changed the amount of stuff I took, and then I was running out of I was running out of underwear.
Well, I thought going to London that it was going to be almost it was going to be summer for most of it. So I just took my summer gear. It was cold.
Yeah.
From the majority of time we were there. That
London
I was,
summer.
Yeah.
That boiling hot.
But it is hot now, apparently.
But in ways that I've been there during a heat wave. They called it a heat wave. It was like 22 degrees.
Cute.
It's like
very cute.
But their 22 is different to our 22.
True.
But like that, sounding like a Londoner.
That's
but it
what
did
I
feel different.
Set my aircon to in summer.
And the tube, yes. Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they're
but
freaking
feels
out.
Different. Have you been on the tube in 22?
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
It's like
no,
you're
they,
passing out.
There's like a, because they can't put aircon in the tube, and apparently I don't know if this is true, but there's been a running competition that if any engineer, there's been a competition since like the 60s or something, if an engineer can work out how to air condition the tube, you get $5 million. It's like $500,000 or something.
So there's a new that they've just installed, the Elizabeth line, which is fully air conditioned.
Oh.
So they've worked out somehow of getting there. I don't know if that's because it's a new route or whether they need to go back into the other routes.
I'm still very uncomfortable hearing Elizabeth and route in the same name.
It's named after England. The Queen as well.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that Carrie's just come back with a little bit of an accent?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Well, it's only the smartest people pick up accents. I don't know if you know
I
that.
I desperately
actually.
Tried, but no avail. Yeah.
How did you used to try to meet guys growing up?
At the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
I'd go into a club and talk like that. Are you feeling anything in your loins there, Reese?
Absolute boner shrinker.
Speaking of shrinkers, that's not the way to get into season two of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. Premieres on Stan July 30. You're back, baby.
It is. I mean, that is a good way, because the last thing you want is to get a guest while you're tucked. That sounds painful.
How exciting. Are you feeling more relaxed going into season two?
Totally. Like, I think there is, I think for the queens it would be as well, because season one came out and it's a stressful, like it was season one. Like, there's a lot to kind of live up to. And I think the season two, and look, it's still stressful for the girls. Not for me. I get to sit next to RuPaul like that's and go, ah, that wasn't good. That's what being a judge on television is, by the way.
Ah, that wasn't
sometimes
good.
You say it's good, sometimes you say it's bad, and they pay you either way.
And then occasionally, touchdown!
Yeah. Oh, I should. You're going to the finals. Big golden buzzer. But hello to any TV producers out there. You scum. No, but I.
is this because of your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Isn't this. This is so. I'm new to the world of like this type of media, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm doing proper for Drag Race, like junkets all day, type of sitting there for hours. And then I'm learning you say one offhanded comment.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one that it gets picked up. I don't know if you have any time.
Are you happy to stick around? Because there's some real clickbaity stuff we need to discuss with you.
Yeah.
It's really caught my eye.
It's really time for me to just spill the can of worms.
Yeah. That'll be happening on the other side of this. Carrie
and Tommy. You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy today, and we are still joined by Reese Nicholson.
I have read your bio here just for a little, and the thing that jumped out at me was he recently opened up about being dropped from I'm a Celebrity 2 weeks before filming.
Opened up. I opened wide up about
were you
it.
On like, a couch
you rang a journalist.
Yeah,
yeah. I need to get this off my chest.
I had a voice changer on the phone.
Now I need to know what happened.
To me. All of what I kind of, and of course, hello to news.com.au, was talking to someone from there, and I just kind of brought it. I think I must have said it on stage at some point, but I was way more years ago, I got signed up to do I'm a Celebrity, and I was like a little, it was going to be the situation where it was going to make me, I was, sometimes you look at those shows and you're like, no, they're making you a celebrity by being on this. You are not a celebrity. You definitely are not a celebrity. And look, this is years ago, and I kept it a secret for 6 months, signed contracts, everything, but within the contract, they do kind of say, Just so you know, like it's very lightly
worded,
but they, like
they can, they've got an exit clause.
Kind of, yeah.
Not I don't everybody know if, does. I think that might.
No,
have been
that's
yours.
Just. A, looking back, I think I was actually set up to be a grip on the show. And I think it must have been the year that like Burn Atomic went in or something. But yeah, literally two. I got. Like
oh,
rabies shots.
I remember
shots.
That year because I did the Bernard interview just before the night before he went into the jungle.
Yeah, right.
Was that meant to be your one-on-one?
That was going to be. I was going to be the one that planned to go out for the first. You know, because also you never know when they have proper celebrities in there. they're always like there is always like a bit of drama. Like he was the first one to ever leave the show or something like that. And there it is definitely in those contracts that if you do leave the show, you don't get paid a cent. Like, at all. That's the whole... But I reckon Burn Atomic got some money. And I'm just pulling this out of my ass now. But
I mean,
like,
you are, yes.
That was one of the challenges over yeah. there, actually.
but like, because, look, I have nothing against it. Like, you know, I'll be back. but I would say it is that kind of... I was very angry about it because, you know, I got dropped and I'd had rabies shots and I'd had all these things. Like,
what did you go do then since you'd had them? You might as well not waste
just got,
it.
Just went around trying to get bitten by dogs. What are you going to do? I don't want to waste it. I come from a poor family. Waste not, want not. But it was the good silver lining of it was like I didn't do that. But then in the time that I would have been in the jungle, Conan O'Brien came out to Australia. I opened for Conan O'Brien. Then I did his TV show. And then off the back of that, I got a Netflix special. And then off the back, I got Drag Race.
So oh, it's like, look who's famous
yeah,
now,
exactly.
You know?
RuPaul and Conan O'Brien and not me. But it is like, it is that kind of, I can't imagine if I'd come back from in the jungle having to eat like, you know, basically just eat testicles three times a week for 2 months. And also be on I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. But imagine if I'd come back and my agent was like, oh, by the way, Conan O'Brien was here and he wanted you to open for him. That
God.
Would have been a pretty...
But it's
like
okay, you get to go on the project and have an interview because we get all of them. You could have done that.
Oh, true.
Yeah, could have.
Look, I'll be back. Don't
in
I like
jungle,
keep saying, yeah.
To those producers you called scum. Did you hear that? He'll be back.
Hey, look, I work on a reality show. We are scum.
We should actually point out as well, congratulations, you won the best of almost outstanding show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Pretty weird.
It's congratulations.
Thanks.
Well
thanks,
deserved.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
And would that have happened if you'd gone in the jungle? I don't think so.
I mean, no,
you know?
True. No, I mean, yeah, probably. I would have probably done a show about it. Yeah. It would have been really heartwarming. I would have said things, and that's when I realised, blackout, awards, you know. But you know what, I'm very Australian about it, where like at first when I got nominated, I thought, well, that's not like there's always someone on the nominations list that you're like, well, they're not going to win, but it's good that they're getting the ticket sales. And then winning, it's wild. I still haven't gotten my head around it. Like, cause
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's you're allowed to say it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where you don't. I've always been a very awards don't mean anything type of person, and then you win one, and that really turns around. You really change your mind about it. You know, they're actually very important. And
wait till you keep your wall by the front door.
Yeah,
you know? That's when you really know it
what
means
are you
something.
Yeah, I wonder what like because I went to the Logies for the first time the other day, like the other week.
You?
It was my first one, and tell you what, I highly recommend going to the Logies if you're not up for anything or involved in anything, like because you can just sit there and just.
It's a people-watching session.
But I tell you what, me, the only other person that seemed to be treating it that way was Tony Armstrong was just having the best, loosest time.
Him.
He was having the greatest time. He was like my spirit animal throughout that whole thing. Like, he kept not sitting down. Like, so it's like live television for anyone listening at home. And so when they say we go to an ad break, when they say we're coming out of the ad break, you have to sit, producers are screaming at you to sit down. You have to sit down. Tony would just be standing in the middle of the room with a beer in his hand. Playing chicken. Because no one's telling Tony Armstrong to sit down.
No, Tony Armstrong was in a pub at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with his mate. And the publicist, the ABC publicist had to call him and was like, you need to be on the red carpet now.
Oh, before
you're,
it?
Yeah, you're nominated.
Oh, that's good on him.
You need to get here.
Who was the, because I wasn't there, I asked this question with genuine interest. Who was the last man standing or woman standing on the dance floor, Pete Hellier?
Well, I know when I left the Channel 10 party, Wilkinson and Chrissy Swan were still
Chrissy Swan.
And going. But Chrissy
what
doesn't
time was
drink.
That?
That would have been
God,
around
that's a big
2:30
effort
or so, 2:30
be
or 3.
There.
I don't understand. Like, the staying up, how are they staying up so late? Yeah.
They're well rested.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get to the after party until about midnight or 12:30.
And that's even the after. Like, and this is what I'm learning. Oh, and the red carpet was again, like, talk about not being a celebrity. You really feel it. You'll be talking to someone and just watching someone's eyes
glaze
go through you.
And you realize, spot the person behind you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just been bumped for Ray Martin again.
Yeah. It's a Logies is my reminder that I really do need to watch more Australian television each year. It's like, who are these?
Yeah, people? Any of them. Speaking of, like, it's like, oh, don't you love it in those shows like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, when they all turn up for the first time looking at
each other. And they're like, who
they're really shit.
Wouldn't have done that with
watching
you,
Akmal Saleh trying to work out who are like an influencer is.
Well, you are heading off, so all the best with your travels. Season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under premieres only on Stan July 30. It's always a pleasure. I've been wanting to do this since you walked in. Just a little sanitizer for me. It's always a pleasure having you here.
Thanks so much. Watch Drag Race. Bye.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.